Now, the iPhone X goes on release in Ireland this week, but don't expect to get your hands on one right away. There's a 6-week waiting list for this latest device from Apple. And the big question is it worth the wait? Well, our technology correspondent, Jess Kelly, is with me now. Jess, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are
you?
Is
it worth the wait?
I don't really know. It's kind of an interesting one. We talked about Apple's unveiling announcement a few weeks ago when they showed off the iPhone 8, the iPhone 8 Plus, and then the 10. And the idea was that, you know, the iPhone 8 and the 8 Plus is sort of the natural successor to the iPhone 7. So if you had the 7 or the 6 or the 5, this was an easy step up. You know, slightly better features. But then if you really wanted the top dog in the phone world, you had to wait. And I don't fully know, because what they've done by unveiling the 10 was they put a lot of people off buying the 8. So there's a lot of people who are due their upgrade, but they're holding out to see if they can get their hands on the top dog, as I say, the 10.
Yeah, now it costs a lot of money.
So the most basic price for the iPhone X is €1,179. And that is for the 64 gig version. If you want the 256 gig version, it's €1,300, which is a lot of money. So much money. And the funny thing is, there are people, and I was having a discussion about this on Friday with some of my friends, there are people who will go and buy it because it has the Apple logo on the back and it's the fanciest one you can get.
And if businesses are buying phones for their employees, senior employees, that's fine, because they don't have to dip their hands in their own pockets.
Exactly, yeah. So there is an element of that. But I just went onto the Apple website literally before I came here into studio, and I went and I selected the model that I was pretending to order, because I could tell you now I would not be buying one. And then I selected the colour and all the rest, and they say there's a 5 to 6 week waiting period. So it's going to be available, technically available, from the 3rd of November, so later this week. But you won't be getting your hands on one for 5 to 6 weeks, which is
Christmas,
just mind-boggling.
Basically.
But you know yourself with these things. They'll give you a date and then it might get kicked back and then kicked back and then kicked back. So it could be some time before you get it.
Okay, now if you want to sign up with one of the networks, then what will it cost you?
So it depends on what network you go for. Some of the networks are being more aggressive than others. So, for example, Virgin Mobile is offering the iPhone 10 for $499, and that's with a contract of 60 per month for 2 years. So again, you know, it's a lot of money. If you're on a business contract, as you say, that's absolutely fine and you probably don't feel it or you don't worry about it. But if you are a consumer, €60 to be spending on your phone bill is quite a lot of money. The other thing that we have to talk about as well is alternatives to the iPhone X. You don't have to get, like, the iPhone X, it's a gorgeous looking phone. It has some very good features, but there are alternatives out there. So, you know, you've got the Samsung Galaxy Note 8, which is a beautiful phone. You've got the Huawei P10. Again, a gorgeous phone. Both of these devices do 95% of the same things, but with added features. So I would say, you know, if you're desperate for the iPhone, grand, good luck to you. I'm not going to convince you. If you are looking for a high-end smartphone to use for business, but also a sneaky bit of Netflix, I would look elsewhere, to be completely honest with you.
Okay, now, we've lots of questions, but just a quick word on some of the products.
Yes.
You've got a mouse that flattens.
This is one of my favourite, most weird products that arrived into the office in some time. So this is the Microsoft Arc mouse. And the idea, this kind of goes along with the Surface, which is Microsoft's brand of laptops and tablets. And it's a beautiful design in that it lies completely flat. And then you can, do you hear that little click?
Yeah.
So that clicks into place and then it becomes an arc shape. What's nice about this is that it doesn't look like a traditional mouse. There's no sort of middle bit. You can put your hand right around beneath the arc of the mouse. It's so comfortable to use. This is very much designed at anybody who manages a lot of detail on their device, whether it is a tablet or a laptop. If you use it with a Surface, it's meant for that, so that's ideal. But what I like and what I've started doing is bringing it along with me on all of my devices.
Okay.
So I use a Mac in work and I use a Windows at home, and it's compatible with anything.
It's lovely, but it's €120. So
yeah, it's very expensive.
It's a present for that special person.
Yeah.
There's another Microsoft designer mouse for just €30.
For €30. And I wanted to bring the two of them in side by side, because although I love the Arc mouse, I'm using it for review purposes, so that's one thing. But as you said, it is €120. The designer mouse, again, it's a really nice, very basic Bluetooth mouse that is compatible with, again, both Windows and Apple devices. You just pair it up via Bluetooth and away you go. It has the nice kind of click on the right and the left. It has the scroll button. For €30, you can't really go wrong.
Okay, and finally, a wireless charging power bank, which costs €40.
Yes.
And it has some lovely features.
This is, again, it's become a staple of my bag. So this is a wireless charging power bank. And the idea is, if your phone is wireless charging enabled, you can literally lie your phone on top of the power bank. Hear that little beep?
Yeah.
That's how I know it's charging. And there's no wires. Now, I'm going to explain this, because you have to obviously connect it up to a power source to charge up the power bank first and foremost, just like you do your phone. You plug it into the wall, it'll charge up. But then when I'm going out and about, I literally have, it's kind of like a big pebble, and then I just sit my phone on top of it and it charges away. And not having to connect your phone to a power bank is, it's a small thing, but it makes a big difference if you're traveling or if you're running around
no
like
wires.
A headless chicken. It just removes the wire. So anything that takes a wire out of my life is most welcome.
And that's available everywhere.
It's available everywhere. There's a shop in particular that's stocking them at the moment called Pear, and they have shops nationwide. But Pear are also great. You know, if you don't have, you know, an iPhone or a Samsung, if you have a sort of a smaller branded phone and you can't find a cover, Pear is a shop. They have shops around the country, and I have found they are absolutely excellent for stocking those different phone covers. So definitely check them out.
Okay, now the questions. I got 100% charge on my mini iPad, then started to use it. It turns off. I started charging again and the red icon no charge appears. It's 2.5 years old and in daily use. That's from John.
What I'd suggest you do there, John, because somebody else had the similar problem with an iPod recently, an iPod 5. What I did to fix that was put it into, if you long press the home button and the power on button, and it will go into a recovery mode. So the screen will go black, the Apple logo will appear, then connect it into a computer. And it may be that when the latest software was downloading or updating or whatever it may be, just a slight glitch impacted the battery life. So hopefully that'll fix it for you. If not, email patkenny@newstalk.com and we will see what we can do.
A Note 8 owner notice the bottom two thirds of the display different shade of colour than the top one third. A slight visible line can be seen. What's the problem?
I don't know what the problem is, but that most certainly is a problem. If it's a Note 8, it's obviously a new phone, so go back to wherever sold it to you. And
that's a screen problem.
It's a screen problem, yeah. So it may be one thing that you can kind of live with for now, but it will probably get worse. So I would say go back to the manufacturer, go back to the person who sold it to you as soon as possible.
Hi Jess, I'd like to get my 9-year-old a tablet for Christmas. Can you recommend one that will still be relevant for her when she's a teenager? I hear the Nexus is good. What do you think?
Yeah, Nexus is good. I also think the Samsung tablets are great as well. If you go in, I was in Curry's PC World and Harvey Norman over the weekend. A lot of the places are starting to do offers already. So I would go in, have a look. I would recommend either a 9 or a 10 inch tablet if possible, just because the bigger screen is a little bit nicer. I do think Nexus is a good tablet. The Samsung Tab A is excellent. Also, there's the tablet that I mentioned before. It's available from Argos and I think it's around €99. And it's the Asus Tab. And it's excellent. It's very good.
What all-in-one desktop computer would you recommend for basic home use? Currently looking at Lenovo AIO, maybe 300, 23-inch screen.
There are a number of options, but what I would recommend you do, if you want to try and, if it's just for basic use and if you want to be a little bit clever about it, what I would recommend you do is either buy a Chromebook or a very basic laptop for around €300 and then buy a monitor for about €180. And that way then you can plug the monitor into the laptop and you can do your desktop work that way. But then also you're getting a laptop from it as well. So just if you want to move it around the house, because I know a lot of people have gone back buying a desktop and then they're like, oh, it'd be handy if I could just bring it onto the couch, or it'd be handy if I could bring it to the bedroom. So that option gives you that. But as you said, there's so many different options. Black Friday is coming up on November 24th. So if you're thinking about buying a big tech purchase, maybe hold out until then and you might get a good deal.
My Apple TV inconsistently streams Netflix. I spoke with a broadband provider, Vodafone. They say it's the TV, the Apple TV at fault. I've tried everything, still no joy. From Janet.
Again, this is one of those ones that you do have to try and troubleshoot a few different things. I don't know where the source of your internet, I don't know if you have, you know, your modem close by to your Apple TV, if it's plugged in the same area. Sometimes the proximity can be the issue. Another thing, do you remember we discovered this on the show not so long ago as well, is if you've got too many smart devices in the one area, they can kind of cut each other out. So say, for example, if you have any smart plugs, or if you have, you know, if your router is indeed too close, it could be that. If you email me, patkenny@newstalk.com, I will send you 3 or 4 different things to try. But it is kind of one of those ones you have to just try and troubleshoot about 5 different things.
Hello, Jess. How reliable is the Apple iPhone Find My Phone app? My son lost his phone in the park yesterday. After looking for it, we used the app and it gave us a location and an address of a house just down the road. We popped in to inquire if they'd found the phone. They said they had not. Bit confused. From Michelle in Stillorgan.
I would have thought it to be quite accurate. You don't know. I don't know. It is quite accurate. It tends to be very accurate. I know people who, you know, it's been pinpointed down to the last detail. So,
and yet you can't knock on your neighbour's door and say
let me
stole
in.
My phone.
Yeah,
you
so can't. It's a little bit awkward. So I would have believed it to be incredibly accurate. So maybe it might be worth knocking in again.
All right. My Fujitsu lifeboat will not shut down properly. I have to force it to shut down manually. Please help. Paddy and Termin Feckin. I don't even know what a Fujitsu lifeboat is.
It's a hard drive. You have to force them manually. I'm not 100% sure. I'm not 100% sure. Again, if you email me some more details, I can check it out. I don't know why that would be the case. It could just be that it's constantly going into reboot mode, so it's forcing itself to wake back up again. I'm not 100% sure, but if you send me more detail, I can check it out.
Recommend any good value reliable insurance for mobile phones? That's just come in.
There's gadgetinsurance.ie, which I've heard is quite good. A lot of people I know are paying through their mobile network. So, you know, friends of mine who have bought the top end iPhone and then smashed it on a night out have actually received a new iPhone on the same day, which is quite a good service. So I would shop around, but I do think good value can be found if you go to through your network.
And a final one, and you might deal with some of the others off air.
Yes, for sure.
The Huawei Mate 10 Pro, when will that be available in Ireland? Any best deals or suppliers for it yet?
There's no full pricing information. We're going to have one in this very studio next Tuesday, so I'll give you the full verdict on it then. Pricing information is still TBC, but hopefully by the time we have it in studio next week, I'll have all that information for you.
Jess Kelly, thank you very much.